Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Mane happy returns. Sadio finally playing for Klopp by Trevor Downey. Did you know that Phil Coutinho has a new tattoo of Mickey Mouse on his abs? Or were you aware that LeBron James, nominal celebrity Red, is very disgruntled at going bald, and has almost 8 times my country's population following him on Twitter? Well, how about the fact that Ben Woodburn's been called up to the Wales senior squad at 17 years of age? Maybe you've seen, amidst all the talk of a celebratory crest to mark the club's 125th birthday, some of the older Liverpool badges that have been circulating today, the earliest of which seem to feature some form of merman. This, friends, is a fairly typical cross-section of the kind of Reds-related trivia to which one is exposed on the daily search for something to bind together a column that might be worthy of your perusal, visual or aural. Can you peruse something aurally? I don't know. I've begun to wonder. It's an age thing. At any rate, none of that stuff clearly cuts the mustard as a column skeleton. But the recent lengthy interview with Sadio Mane is an altogether different kettle of seafood. Have I ever told you of my affection for Mane? It's quite pronounced at this point. The searing pace is great, of course. The dribbling and body strength is a delight. And the surprisingly deft finishing is a pure joy. But none of these things are the reason why the Senegalese is fast becoming my favourite red man in a while. The real pleasure in watching the attacker is his incredibly chippy on-pitch demeanour. The man referred to in the aforementioned interview as warm, self-effacing and softly spoken is a different prospect when operating between the white lines. He scowls and snarls and bitches and moans and has a permanent curl of disdain on his lips, and it is wonderful. In a squad of lovely, personable young gents who could do with being a tad nastier when donning the Liverbird, Mane, like his club captain Jordan Henderson, is a narky nightmare on the park. I know what you're thinking, as a famous mustachio detective used to say, and you're right. It is typical of a scrappy Irishman to be enamoured with a fighter. However, as today is St. Patrick's Day, a pointy-hatted fellow who is noted for his own rage issues around reptiles, you will hopefully indulge your scribbler's lauding of our number 19's bellicose nature. It's so endearing, you see. Maybe it says more about me than I'd like, but I love to see a player for whom it so patently matters. It's like having Suarez back, without the problematic flesh nibbling. The very expensive transfer that brought Mane to Liverpool last summer was seen by a large proportion of fans as a real risk, and there won't be many Reds watchers out there who can claim that they were entirely confident that the move would be a success. However, alongside Jorginho Wijnaldum and Joel Matip, the fleet-footed forward can be said to be a hugely gratifying indicator of Jurgen Klopp's eye for a player. As it happens, Klopp had long since been aware of Mane's abilities and had almost concluded a deal to bring the player to his Borussia Dortmund outfit from Roger Schmidt's Red Bull Salzburg. At the last minute, the deal collapsed, leaving the inventively tonsured attacker on his way to Southampton. And so frustrated at missing out on the chance to work with a charismatic German that he wanted to punch himself. I remember everything about it because it was a meeting to talk about football and how he really wanted to play and how he wanted me to be part of his team, he recalls ruefully. I think it's part of football that these things can happen. After that, I never stopped working like I did before. I gave my best all the time and finally, We work together. We didn't speak about what happened before because we know it's part of football and it can happen. It wasn't his fault or my fault or the club's fault. When he called me to come here, it was the right time, the right coach, and the right time to come to Liverpool. And now I'm here, I'm very happy to be part of this amazing club. Honestly, I like to be here. The weather is not the best, but I'm okay with that. Anfield is unbelievable. I wish we could play every 2 or 3 days at Anfield because it's always exciting to play in front of these fans. In a world where the ghoulish haircut in a suit who leads the United States can simply make up his own Irish proverb with which to acknowledge our national holiday, it's perhaps understandable that the occasional tremor of anger might run through this writer's body. It has not always been possible to rely on watching Liverpool as a cathartic release for that ire. But when Sadio Mane takes the field, there will always be at least one red man whose pugilistic attitude will be a pleasing balm to the beleaguered spirit. He really cares, this fellow. And on this most Irish of days, let me raise a metaphorical glass to our feisty forward, who's finally where he wants to be. As they say around these parts, it's a long road that has no turning. Let me start by wishing you all from beautiful rural Ireland a wonderful St. Patrick's Day for what it's worth. If you have any inclination to celebrate it, I hope you enjoy it. If you're more inclined to hide from the celebrators, I hope you're safe. And one way or the other, I want to thank you all for listening so far. The amount of you that have tuned into this, that have taken the time to download or stream or click on these pieces that we've done, it's just tremendous. I could not be more grateful to you all. It makes a massive difference. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful venture so far. I'll speak to you at some time about the numbers and give you a feel for it because it's just tremendous, just tremendous. So I cannot thank you enough. I hope you'll continue to listen. And I hope you'll spread the word amongst your Liverpool friends. And even with these pieces, maybe there might be one or two people who are not even Liverpool fans who might get something out of them. I could try to keep it as general as I can and, you know, be as equal opportunities as possible in terms of who I have a little poke at and a little sneer at and a little dig at in the best possible and the most harmless way, of course. On today's topic of Sadio Mane, there's not a word of exaggeration there. I absolutely love this kid. I think he's absolutely fantastic. I'm terrified of him being the one this summer that will be attracting attention from other clubs. I want him to be here next year. I want him to be playing in Europe. I want him and Klopp to do this thing together. I think it could be one of the defining relationships for both people if it goes the way it could go, and it's looking like it has the potential to do that. So yeah, Sadio Mane, what a guy. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.